Dave here, Phenom Sports, coming at you with today's sports performance rant. Today's topic, testing. So what do I mean by testing? Testing, when it comes to strength and conditioning, is an objective measure by which you can show improvement in the weight room. It's not complicated. To me, there are five categories which, you know, you can test. So strength, power, endurance, agility, speed. So strength, I would pick compound movement, squats, deadlifts, bench press, shoulder press, things of that nature, and test them for 1 to 3 reps. And if you can do more weight today than you could 6 weeks ago in that movement, well, you got stronger. It's that simple. If you want to make it more complex, you can talk about, well, relative to body weight, but that's a different rabbit hole to go down. Power. So power is can you translate that strength and use it explosively, basically? You know, jumping, med ball throws, things of that nature. Measure power. I would look at a vertical jump or a broad jump, particularly a broad jump, because it's easy to test. It doesn't take a lot of equipment. Everyone has a tape measure you could throw on the ground, and can you jump farther than you did, you know, when you started. Vertical jump is a little more complicated to test because not everyone has a vertec or a wall chart to measure their vertical jump. So, you know, pick what fits your sport and what picks your philosophy would be the way I would address that. As of measuring upper body power, med ball chest passes, I would do them either kneeling or like on a bench, so you're not getting that lower body involvement, or even an overhead press or a shot put, something of that sort where you're throwing a med ball explosively. If you're a rotational sport like a baseball player, maybe you do a rotational toss for distance. No, it's up to you, and like I said already, what fits your philosophy and coincides with your sport would be what I would test. Other one would be endurance. So that could be, you know, push-ups, pull-ups for reps. It could be how many times can you put your body weight, you know, bench press or squat your body weight, which also correlates to total strength, or a conditioning test. You know, did all the conditioning you do actually improve your conditioning, or did it not? It's just another thing to think about when you develop your philosophy in testing. Fourth one, agility. You know, can you stop and start and change directive in an effective manner? You know, I would keep it really simple and do 1 or 2 drills, like a 5-10-5 and maybe like an L drill, without getting too complex, just to see if the athlete can move, put their foot in the ground, stop their momentum, and then accelerate out. And the last one is speed. You know, depending on your sport, I would depend on your distance. So I'd say, you know, anywhere between, you know, 40 yards seems to be what they test in football. So I would do, you could do 40, you could do 10 and 20, depending on how much space you have. If you have the luxury of being able to measure a 10-yard, a 20-yard, and a 40-yard at one go, like they do at the combine with the electric timers or on tracks, I would do that, so that way you can see, you know, how fast are we accelerating, how quickly can we get to that top-end speed. But at the end of the day, pick things that you can test easily, efficiently, and be consistent with what you do, and keep that as your model to measure all of your athletes' performance over time. That's today's sports performance rant. As always, keep grinding. Till next time, Dave out. Dave here with Phenom Sports, coming at you with today's sports performance rant. Today's rant, energy systems. This is a multi-parter, probably at least 4 episodes, if not more. Probably not going to give me all this week. I'll spread it out over the course of a few days or weeks. So what do I mean by energy systems? Well, energy systems are the way the body creates energy for movement. I don't want to say exercise, but just movement in general, a day-to-day activity. So there are 3 main systems in the human body. You have the alactic or creatine phosphate system, which is going to be very, very short-lived, but can produce energy very, very quickly. So that's going to be used for things like short sprints, lifting heavy weights, jumping, things that are explosive and quick, and it's going to operate for about 6 to 10 seconds. Then you have the middle-of-the-road one, which you can still create power and be explosive with, and that's the lactate system, or anaerobic glycolysis. That's going to last from 60 to 90 seconds at the top end. And then last, you have the aerobic system. The aerobic system could basically run forever as long as you have the energy substrates for the chemical reaction, and those would be oxygen, amino acids, carbohydrates, and fats. So you need those things in order to keep those chemical reactions going. It can essentially run forever. Now when I say, like, hey, this can only operate for 6 to 10 seconds, this can, 60 to 90, and then the aerobic system kicks in, that doesn't mean, I do this and then this and this, and you transfer smoothly between all three. They're actually all three kind of operating at the same time. It's just which one is the dominant energy provider. So, if you're sitting down, hanging out in the chair, you're using your aerobic system just to kind of keep things functioning. You're not really using a lot of energy. And all of a sudden you stand up really quick. Well, you just used your creatine phosphate alactic system to create energy. But, the aerobic system was still working. It just wasn't the dominant provider of energy. So how does this apply to sport? Well, it's a good question. This is a long rant, and once we get into the individual ones and how they work, we'll go into this. But for the most part, I'm going to speak in generalities here, most team sports are aerobic alactic or alactic aerobic, depending on your phrase. So think like football, baseball, basketball, depending how you play it, are going to be that type of thing. So what you're going to do is you're going to explode, be really quick, and then you're going to need that aerobic system to recover from that quick, whether it's a play or a pitch or a swing or depending on your sport, the demands of the sport. So you're going to have a quick little burst, and then you got to recover. Quick little burst, and then you got to recover. Where combat sports, long shifts in hockey, up-tempo basketball, soccer, things like that, you're gonna have to tap into that lactate system. And that's kind of that middle of the road one where you're gonna burn up the alactic system, and then all of a sudden that needs time to recover. So you're gonna tap in and produce, energy and produce hydrogen ions, which becomes lactate or lactic acid, and that creates a cascade of reactions, which is I'll go into when I talk about that system in more details. And then, the byproducts of that system then can be cycled into the aerobic system to create more new energy and replenish ATP. So at the end of the day, the aerobic system, no matter what sport you play, is the most important to develop, because it is used not just to recover from that play or that bout, that, pitch or hit or whatever your sport is, but from bouts of exercise and just day-to-day activity. That's going to be the one that ticks. And athletes that have huge aerobic capacity have great ability to recover, which means they can work harder and recover from it. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how hard you work if you can't recover. So that's today's rant. Keep grinding.